Hello, Audiobo. It's Friday the 10th of October 2014, and I'm on board the 6:30 train from London Liverpool Street to Norwich, where I will change for the 8:40 train to Great Yarmouth. After a long day at work, this is my long jaunt up to Norfolk. As you can hear, the train is very noisy today, because I think they must have windows open, plus the door that goes into and out of the carriage seems to be open. It's really noisy. Today has been an okay day, although it dragged. It poured down with the rain again, but fortunately this time I did not get wet. I'm hoping that Norwich will meet me off the train when I get there to put me on the Great Yarmouth train. But I will let you know, no doubt, whether they do or they don't. I know they have been contacted because I heard the guard do it as I got on the train. There's not that many people in my carriage. I am sitting in coach J, which is our first class carriage. I get to sit here because there's quite a lot of space, and obviously it helps Zara. But mainly, I think they put, pardon me, people with a disability here, because this is actually where their emergency buzzer is. So I get to sit here. Nice guard on the train called Wayne. And first stop we're going to get to is Colchester. Then Manningtree, Ipswich, Stowmarket, Diss and Norwich. Unfortunately, my friend Sarah's not getting on the train today, I don't think. So yeah. I was going to say I'll capture a bit of atmosphere, but there really isn't much, really, apart from a horrible noise, which Zara doesn't seem bothered with. Booked her in for her bath on the 18th of October 2014. It's going to be a very busy day for me that day. It's a Saturday. She's going to the Grubers at 9:30. Then I'm going to go and have my nails and feet done around 10 o'clock. Darren's having his feet done by the same lady. I may have to leave Darren there and go back and collect Zara and go back into Great Yarmouth, depending on how long it all takes. It takes quite a while. Well, what I have to have done does, so yeah. She was very good though, the lady, because I had the appointment was at 11 and I texted her and asked if I can change it for 10, and she was really good about it. So that's really nice. She's really good actually. She's not fazed by blindness one bit. I first met her at Darren's parents because she goes to do Darren's mum's nails, and I've liked her then, and I've been to her shop once before. I went on the 13th of September, must be. Or was it August? No, it must have been September. So yeah, I went there then and had my fingernails done and my feet sorted. So that's great. And yeah, it's nice to go to an independent salon for things like that, especially as she's only just started out. She's been doing the job for quite a while. She was doing it as a mobile person. She went round and did that, and I think she then decided it was time to open up her own business. She doesn't just do manicures and pedicures. I think she does, or is going to be doing, lots of different other things. to do with beauty at the salon. But she's a lovely lady and I feel very comfortable with her, which is important when you can't see. Well, I think it is important for anyone, but even more so when you can't see and you're trusting someone to do the right thing and not do you any harm, really. So I will pause and I will get back to you in a bit. The guy who's working on the buffet car, as before we left Liverpool Street, came and asked me if I wanted some stuff. So I got a croissant, shortbread and a cup of tea. And he let me have the tea complimentary, which was very nice. Mind you, he probably sees me on here often enough, because I travel every single week, twice a week at that. Just thought I'd say it. That there are some very kind people in the world, and I do appreciate it. I mean, I would have paid for it, but yeah, it was nice that I got the cup of tea for free. I didn't ask for it, obviously, so it makes it nicer that he thought to do it. Oh, I don't know why this train's slowing down. We're not at the Colchester store already. Oh, it's stopped. Oh, what's going on? Okay, just let it run and see if Wayne makes an announcement, because they've literally come to a halt. Sip my tea. Makes the time go. Have a bit of drink. Have a drink. Delays are so often on here that it just gets on my nerves. Come on, Wayne, let us know what's going on. It's now wait stopped in the station. I don't know what's going on. It's off again now, but very slowly. People walking up and down, going to the buffet and things, because the buffet is in the next carriage in coach H. There are no riffraffs on here tonight, which I'm glad to say. Sometimes you get really drunk people on here at this time of night. Really annoys me. Right, I'm going to pause and I will let you know what happens next. Okay, so we've been through Colchester and Manningtree and we're now going on our way to Ipswich. Now, it's very interesting because Zara takes a hell of a lot of notice when we get to Ipswich, when we go this way. She does do it in the day as well, but more so at night. And I think that's... I think it's because Sarah gets on. And it could be something to do with it. But she always, always seems to know that we're approaching Ipswich. Now, I'm not sure how far we got to go. So I'll try and run it, the audio boo, to see if I pick up anything and she lets me know. Because last week she got up, she was literally standing up and looking out of the carriage windows. So when Sarah was walking down the platform to get on the train, she actually saw her looking out at her. So, yeah, so I'll just see how it goes. I don't think we've been delayed along the way, which is what I thought was going to happen. But he hasn't said that we're running late, and I don't believe that we are. So yeah, hopefully it's not raining by the time I get to Norfolk. Don't fancy getting wet. Don't fancy getting wet at all. I know we need the rain, but I don't want to get wet. Enjoyed my cup of tea and my croissant and shortbread. It'll keep me going until I get back. Oh God, these trains are so old and rickety. The slam doors, which is what I think I've told you that on before, on previous booze. Oh dear. So we're just moseying on down the railway. Gosh, nobody be on this train if they feel sick, because it probably, yeah, add to it. We're lucky to have a railway, but it's a shame that it's not really looked after that well as much as it should be. There should be better trains that do this journey every day, every single day. Because it does run 7 days a week. Slowing down, but I don't think we're quite there yet. No, she's going too fast to stop. I'm going to try not to move or to make her think anything strange is going on. Because nothing strange is, obviously I don't need to get off, but I just want to see if she realises and does anything. Because she usually does. I did move, I touched her, so she put her head up. I ruined it probably now. Okay, so he's just said coming into Ipswich, so I'll just let it run on till we leave. Apologies for the long pauses. But I don't always have anything to say, so I just rather not say anything. If I haven't got anything to say. Last week, Sarah got on, and so did Justin and Trevor, which was interesting. Okay. But as I said, I think I ruined it because I touched her to give her a stroke, and she put her head up, so I might have ruined what she might have done. so we're now pulling into Ipswich. Train's coming to a stop. As you can hear, it's really slowing down. Okay, so let's see what she does. Don't think she will do anything, but she knows when we get here. Okay, so let's try and stop to Ipswich. See what's happening to her. Her head's looking around, her head's up, and she's looking up and down the train, watching the door, because obviously where we sit is quite near, so she's moving her head around and looking. Not here today, not coming on. She's staring at the door that Sarah would have got on from, and she's moving her head forward to check. I'm touching her, so that's how I know. I'm touching her head, that's how I know what she's doing. Not today, darling. No, not today. It's a shame, isn't it? She's watching down the platform now, looking out the window. I'm touching her, and I can feel that she's looking towards the window. No, not today, baby. No, she's not looking down the train to see if she's coming from the other doors. Ah, what a clever girl. But she's not here today. Now put her head down, because she's convinced she's not coming. And we are about to pull out of Ipswich Station. Well, not quite, but... It was just amazing. I touched her head. And it was amazing how she was moving it around. She was very intent on watching. Okay, so I knew Sarah wasn't on here, but I just wanted to check what Zara would do. We're now pulling out of Ipswich Station. Okay, I'm going to pause and I'll speak to you in a bit. Okay, so now at Norwich and sitting on the Great Yarmouth train waiting to leave at 20:40. I was met at Norwich, well, to a fashion. I walked sort of down the platform and she came to get me. We were actually early for a change, which was nice, so I managed to get a bit of a toilet break. And then now I'm on the train waiting to leave. So, all in all, it's been an okay journey. Contacted Neil, the driver who usually picks me up from Swift, and he's going to pick me up at 9:10. Oh, there's a good girl. Doors are now shutting. And we're off. Train's just pulling out of Norwich station. Well, I'm moving along actually. It's not pulling out just yet, but well, it's not out of the station. We just pulled away. So yeah, all in all, it will be soon the end of a long journey. It's not been too bad actually. I suppose it's because I got used to it now. Do it every single week. Guard's jingling his keys. And this is actually a refurb train. So we're being refurbished. Don't think it's been refurbished lately, although the carpet isn't too bad underfoot. It's going to come and see this report is there. Sorry. I think that's the one. Thank you. So journey from Norwich to Great Yarmouth is about 35 minutes. So, all in all, that's it now. Oh. The weather here isn't too bad, although I believe they've had rain. Mind you, we had rain in London. We even had thunder this afternoon. Okay, well, I'm going to pause. If there's anything else to add, I'll add to it. If not, this boo will be uploaded. Okay, so I got here without any problems whatsoever. Neil met me as he was meant to. And I'm now at Darren's. So I am going to feed Zara. But before I do that, I thought I'd say goodbye and upload this boo. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And thanks if you haven't listened. Mind you, you wouldn't have heard me say that, but hey-ho. Anyway, I will speak to you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye. 37 minutes. 40 minutes.